platform.
Listening to RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
Turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on while the dead eyes slumber.
I buy a product but never use it. I hear the top games of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican world radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's favorite luchador, El Vacant. Hola, El Vacant.
Hola, mi amigo. ¿Cómo está here in the beautiful state of, well, that's not the country of Canada?
Yes, indeed. Vancouver is the city we are in this weekend for tomorrow's Superstars and, of course, tonight's show as well. But right now, it is the Journey to Immortal we are going to focus on, ladies and gentlemen, which comes to you live just 29 days away from Reliant Stadium in Houston, Texas. Immortal 11 will be live and happening, the biggest show in RAWF history, and it's already starting to take shape. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit, but El Vacant, how are you feeling better now? We got all the phlegm out.
I'll probably still have a little bit of cough going on, but I feel fine. You know, just I'll try to keep it to a minimum. You know, maybe not right into your face because that's just rude. I think I'm feeling pretty good. You know what I am feeling good about? Because we're here in Canada. You know, they have this thing here in Canada, and actually I think some areas of the U.S. do them too, but they're really fond of these things called cheese curds up here, yeah?
Yes,
so,
yes.
So tonight at the taco trucks, what you can ask for any cheese on any item to be replaced with cheese curds, and we're going to do it.
Oh, interesting. You know that they use cheese curds and gravy on french fries up here. It's called poutine, right?
Cheese, it's disgusting, yeah.
What do you mean disgusting? It's not that bad.
It looks like a diaper. I don't know. I never put it in my mouth, but I looked at it, and no. You know,
I mean,
I will tell you this. From all my years in the industry, I've been into northern New Jersey a lot in my life, right? Because, you know, Meadowlands, right? They do a thing there that's very similar that they call, what is it, rock fries? No, that's not it. Jazz fries. Disco fries. Same idea. Just, oh, God.
But you've never tried it. You've never actually tried it. You're just judging it on what it looks like.
Yes. And I eat Mexican food. Let that sink in.
I'm just saying, you know, being the culinary expert that you are, I'm surprised you've never tried it. Maybe you ought to.
All right, I'll tell you what. After the show, we can find a place. I will try the poutine, and if I like it, we will have a special Mexican poutine at the car.
Why wait till after the show? I bet I can get Randy on the horn and have him grab me some from somewhere down the street.
We can do it
on the show. Huh?
You probably could, actually.
Yeah, so what? I think that's a good idea. I'm going to text Randy here, have him bring us some poutine, because he's going to be here later to report, do his little thing. All right, he's going to bring us some poutine, and you're going to try it here later on the show. I think that's a great idea, don't you?
I don't know that it's a great idea, but I've agreed to it, so sure.
Now, there you go. I mean, how many things have I tried? How many times have I sampled something that you said was good that you created or somebody else created? Many times, right?
But that's because, you know, I'm a culinary genius. I wouldn't give you bad food.
Well, how can you be a culinary genius if you've never tried it, something like poutine?
I feel like that's self-answering.
All right. Well, later in the program, ladies and gentlemen, El Vacant will officially try poutine, but that we'll save that for later in the program, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Before we get started talking about Immortal, let's get some GM reports out of the way. We will start with me, Hatfield and McCoy, the Hatfield and McCoy division right now. We had our two tournaments going, and one of them has already been won, and that being the McCoy – or. Let me make sure I got it right. You got Hatfield and there's McCoy. So, yes, Hatfield tournament has been finished. The winner was Conk, who is an actual former Hatfield McCoy champion, one of the longest reigning Hatfield McCoy champions that we've had. And in the McCoy qualifier, it is down to the finals between Maddie, Mad Cow, and Chris Cage. One of them will face Conk in a one-on-one matchup to see who will face Taker for his Hatfield McCoy championship at Immortal 11. And I think it would be a great match no matter which one of those three come out the victor. But right now we're waiting on Maddie versus Chris Cage to see who will be face Conk in that final match. All right, next up, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring on our Powerball GM. Please welcome the chairman of our AWF. Ladies and gentlemen, the Razor is here. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, Al Bacon. Good to have you back.
No, thank you. Thank you. Good to be back.
So, Razor, you have a Powerball update for us, sir.
Yes, I do, sir. We had the tournament to determine our next contender, and it turns out that next contender will be Nightcrawler. And in my opinion, I think that's going to be one hell of a match between Nightcrawler and Hobo. And to be honest, you know, it's going to come down to who wants it more, I think.
Yeah. And, of course, it's a rematch from Love Hurts because this is actually the second consecutive Powerball contendership tournament that NC has won. He did not get the Powerball tournament championship from Hobo with Love Hurts, but this is the big time. This is Immortal. And that is going to be the big match. It's going to be the big Powerball matchup at Immortal, Hobo Ezekiel Nightcrawler for the second consecutive pay-per-view. And yes, Razor, I agree with you. It's going to be a hell of a match. The first one was a hell of a match as well. So we're very much looking forward to that. And how about you, sir? You looking forward to Immortal? I hope you are.
I'm looking forward to Immortal, but as of right now, I don't know who I'll be facing.
No, we got 4 weeks. You got 4 weeks to find somebody if you got want to call
somebody
out, Razor. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that goes for anybody that doesn't already have a match or title to defend or a title to go after. You want to go one-on-one with someone at Immortal, call them out. Make a scene. Call them out. Make the match.
Just don't light it on fire.
Yes, let's not be – well, oh, goodness. Yes, I'm getting flashbacks when Sever Sai picks up a lighter. Sybell. But, all right, Razor, thank you very much. You stick around. We'll talk to you in a little bit, all right?
All right.
Next up, let's bring in our Ultimate Gauntlet GM, a man we're going to talk a lot with tonight as well. But first, let's get his Ultimate Gauntlet report. Please welcome.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that your day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit. All the bitches better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood. G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, be the next hologram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no
Ladies and gentlemen, the P to the O to the G, the paragon of greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus. And first update here in the Ultimate Gauntlet is a congratulations to the true badass Billy Gunn on defending his championship. Immediately following that matchup, we did start the Ultimate Gauntlet up again, which started with the run of, well, ice-cold Aaron McFadden, who defeated Johnny Blaze, showing that ice defeats fire. And we go on to a second match that is currently still ongoing between Aaron McFadden and fellow DOC member Extreme Enigma. However, there is an additional update to the Ultimate Gauntlet, something that I should have gotten into my report last week. My apologies, it kind of slipped my mind at the time that I was on air. And that update is a rules update for the Ultimate Gauntlet. So a brand new update for the Ultimate Gauntlet starting after that title match between Cougar and Billy Gunn is as follows. If somebody who has signed up for the Ultimate Gauntlet has their turn at the Ultimate Gauntlet and there is no activity on their profile page, they will be skipped over. And I want to make it a clear differentiation between no activity and a wall of countouts, for example. I can't be held accountable for trying to determine every single person if they are active or not. Some people get counted out for various reasons. Some people go on short-term vacations. It's too much work to try to determine if somebody is inactive or not based on recent countouts. So if they have those countouts on their profile page, they will still be included in their gauntlet match. They may get counted out. That's just happens to be part of how the way the cookie crumbles. However, if there is no activity at all on their profile page, they will be skipped over. And if that happens to somebody and they return from a hiatus or what have you, and they notice that they have been passed over in the Ultimate Gauntlet list, they have until the group of 10 that they have been assigned to runs out to contact me. And if they contact me before that group of 10 finishes, they will immediately jump to the front of the list and reclaim their spot within the Ultimate Gauntlet.
And that's a very wise rule, Paragon, certainly. It is, you know, when someone signs up for an event and then all of a sudden disappears, but, you know, like you said, if their page is blank, that means it's been a while since they've been in the game. That's a definitive. So, yeah, absolutely. I agree with that rule, wholeheartedly endorse it. And so that's a good job on you for certain. So going forward, that's definitely I love it. Good job. All right, and
thank you.
Of course, as you might want to also mention the result of that Ultimate Gauntlet title match, if you'd like.
The true badass Billy Gunn defeated the First Lady of Anarchy, Cougar. Congratulations to him. It's strange. The Ultimate Gauntlet, it's a very rough march to get to that title, but oftentimes people do have trouble defending it once they get there, so congratulations to the badass. We'll see if he can go for a second defense.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. It was our Ultimate Gauntlet report. And let's see here. No report, no tag report for Unstoppabot, and no Beer Brawl report from Conk. They said they both will have reports next week. Top five tag team report for Unstoppabot, and Conk will hopefully have a Bar Brawl update for us next week. All right, next up, ladies and gentlemen, last but certainly not least in the GM reports, please welcome the First Class Lass.
Oh,
lovely Maeve O'Hara now joining us. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Rossman. Good evening, Vegan.
Oh, hi.
All right.
How you
have
keeping?
A couple... No, go ahead. Get the flirting out of the way.
I'm just flirting. It's flirting.
I am.
If he's feeling all right.
Oh, I meant him, not you.
Oh,
that's fair.
I can't do nothing about that.
No, you do fair. What? Look, it's been a few weeks. I haven't got a good flirt in. I was gone sick, and I wasn't really myself last week. You got to give an old man a, well, not an old man, but, you know, older than her. But, you know, I think this mic is older than her, so.
Anyway, you had something you wanted me to do, Bossman.
Yep, you got a couple things to update us on, starting with the St. Bridget's Day tournament.
All right, so we'll start there then. So the St. Bridget's tournament for 2024 has reached the quarterfinals, which means that everybody I'm about to name will win at least 750,000 coins, but of course there's always the chance to move on for more. So Kunk, speaking of, has already beaten Krabby and is moving on to the semifinals. We've also currently got Wildfire versus Simply the Best, Blakey versus Uber Vegan, and Crazy Serb versus my own tag partner English. So good luck to everyone, and remember that the prizes just keep getting bigger as you go.
All right, and now I got to hear the numbers for this, because as everyone knows, for the last few weeks we have been taking donations for this year's Xanther Memorial Tournament, which will kick off at Immortal 11. We're only taking donations for less than 24 hours. I'd probably say another 12, maybe 16 hours before we close donations down. So Maeve, what is the total?
At present, assuming that no one else donates, which I kind of doubt will happen, I feel like someone else is going to get to know at the last minute, we are sitting at 258,500,000 coins, 4,150 bucks, 3 entrance videos, 2 companies, and the promo package from Kong Laddy. And like Boston just said, you've got a little less than a day if you want to finish topping things off. And I have heard a rumor that someone might be willing to chip in a few coins here or there, just to round out the numbers and make the math easier for Bossman. So we will have final numbers once everything's closed, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. So I appreciate, and again, once again, thank you to every single person that has donated or will donate. I have been trying to make them trading cards for everybody. I think I've got everybody except for maybe the last one or two donators. Those will go out to them very soon, but...
And trust me, folks, those trading cards are well worth it. I donate just to get that card, even if I didn't care about the tournament.
Well, I appreciate that, Maeve. Of course, this coming from this month's RAWF calendar, girl, folks. Maeve is front and center, prominent on the March calendar here in RAWF. Take a look at the main page. It's one of your better pictures, I have to say. Beautiful picture.
Every
there.
Picture of me is a good picture.
Yeah, well, that's true. But that one is specifically is very nice.
It's one of the best ones you've ever made, and that's high praise indeed, because everything you make is fantastic.
And by the way, folks, sorry. By the way, folks, if you haven't. Those of you who are in the chat or are listening and aren't in the chat but are on Unstoppable, Maeve has been kind enough, because of the popularity that it garnered last week when we didn't have a Blog Talk chat. She made a scene specific to tonight's RAWF After Hours radio show. And if you haven't seen that, well, then you're not in Unstoppable right now. So, because it's all over the damn feed. But... thank you for doing that, Maeve, and I hope people are enjoying the fact they got 2 chats for tonight's program, and we'll see if it continues to be a thing.
That, some folks apparently have trouble focusing, and I hate that for them. but I'm having fun in both chats. So double your Maeve, double your pleasure.
No.
Oh, come on. Come on, Andre. You know you want to. You can.
I want to do a lot of things.
There was something in the green room earlier about clone in English, and that gave me a moment to pause.
All right. Thank you, Maeve, very much. Appreciate it. And we will talk to you here again in a little bit. And what's that?
I told Vacant to keep his lap warm for me.
Ah.
You'll be here waiting.
All right, a couple other tournaments to update you all on. Let's take a look at the Biatch of the Month because it's a big one. It's for a shot at Cougars Estrogen Championship at Immortal. Right now we are in round two, Davila versus Kayla the Governess, Mad Cow versus It's Just Angel Bitch, Wildfire versus DW, Kitty Kabam versus Sibeli. Anyways, Tigress versus Miss Beauty Fatale, Revenge Gibson versus Maeve O'Hare, Crazy Mama versus Mrs. Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon, and Sassy Applebee's taking on the Cougar. And of course, if Cougs were to somehow win this Biatch of the Month, she gets to choose her own opponent. And what better place to do that than at Immortal? The Arsehole of the Month is currently still in round one. And there's a lot. It's still got a long ways to go. Let's put it that way. Extra points tournament is somewhere on here. I think this is it. I hope this is the right one. Yes, it is. It is in round three, already moving on to the quarterfinals. The Immortal Griffith over Roger the Pirate. Cougs, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar over Big F and Hitman. Cybell over Killa Neptune. Davila over Billy Gunn. The Razor over Chris Cage. Whoa, hey. Easy there, Razor.
Right, I saw that.
Ah, Sean Hitman Hurd over Lil Miss Sassy and Hobo Ezekiel over the Paragon of Greatness. Only one matchup left in that round three, and it's Blake Bradley versus Stryker. So, going to be an extra points tournament looking like it's going to be a pretty damn good one. All right. So, let's take a look. Tomorrow's Superstars here in Vancouver. The main event will be for the Superstars title. And Killa Neptune is no longer Superstars champion. He lost that title last week to Tigress. Tigress winning her first RAWF title in quite a while, making her a two-time Superstars champion, although she has not won. First time she's won that title since 2018. She gets the first shot at defending her first opportunity to defend that title tomorrow against a man that has been a while since we've seen him with an RAWF title. That is Scythe. So Tigress versus Scythe, your main event for the Superstars Championship tomorrow. That's going to be a good one, El Vacant. Any quick thoughts on that?
I think that is going to be a good fight. I'm happy to see Scythe kind of back in the mix. There was a point in time where he was really rocking and rolling inside RAWF, and then he kind of stepped away, and since he's been back, it hasn't quite been the same. So, you know, maybe this is a chance for him to, show us what he's still got. And if he manages to pull that title away, a lot of people have used that title to catapult themselves into much larger things in this company.
Absolutely. That title can be a propellant, no doubt about it, a catapult, if you will. And it has happened many, many times. But Killa Neptune, you got to give him credit. He had 7 successful title defenses. He held that title about a month and a half, 7 title defenses, which is actually the most in quite a while. Last I looked, let me take a look, and because I looked it up a little while ago, but there it is. So he had 7 title defenses. First time someone's had 7 title defenses in over two, in about a year and a half, about 2 years. Papa Shaker was the last one to do it, 7 title defenses. So, I'm sorry, Killa had 5, not 7, 5. But still, that's the most since Papa Shaker did it 7 times a year and a half ago. So, Killer.
That belt is hard to hold on to.
It is. I mean, it certainly is. It is not one that you can, most people can hold on to for more than a month or so. And if they keep it that long, they get through a whole month and it's considered a successful run as far as I'm concerned. So kudos to Kill Annette Tombs, proving once again why he is an RAWF Hall of Famer. And as of right now, we do not know, but he could be the next World Heavyweight Champion. We will see. But we can't really talk about that. His contender match with Paragon still ongoing. All right. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we now turn our attention to Immortal 11, which is just 4 weeks away, live from Houston, Texas, the big stadium, Reliant Stadium. And, of course, it always features a slew of terrific matches, but also the start of the Xanther Memorial Tournament. And more important, just as important, if not more important, the announcement of this year's class of the RAWF Hall of Fame. Now, with that being said, I wanted to make a special announcement about that, because in years previous until now, we hadn't really included things like groups or stables or factions. And this year, we are going to take those into consideration. We are going to take those into consideration and possibly, if not probably, induct a group or a faction, or maybe two or three or four, we don't know. But they are now eligible factions and stables that have been dominant or a prominent part of RAWF over the years. It's not something we actually looked into until this year. We're going to start doing so. So with that being said, we will hopefully tomorrow, that's what I'm planning, tomorrow the suggestion theme for this year's RAWF Hall of Fame should be going up, as well as I will be determining the prizes for the Xanther the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament and getting that into signups hopefully tomorrow, Monday at the very latest on that. So that is the big news coming out of the RAWF Hall of Fame Selection Committee. They are now going to take a look at factions and groups, El Vacant. What are your thoughts on that?
I'll be honest, because look, we've talked in the background many times about that. I'm surprised to see that turnaround from the committee and yourself. But I like it. I think it's time.
I do too. I think it's getting to a point where these people, these groups need to be recognized, because there have been some very influential groups in RAWF over the years that if they hadn't been together or been the force that they were, RAWF would not be what it is today. So definitely something we need to look into and think about. And I am proudly part of the Hall of Fame committee. And so, I'm now rolling things around in my head, what groups have been the most prominent and aggressive and, all that good stuff. Who has influenced RAWF as a group the most over the years here in
Now, here's my question. I got to think about this too. I'm a study of tape. I really go, I really kind of try to know the history of the company. When you say that, do you mean what group had the members that had an effect, or what group had an effect as in a group? Because that is two different things.
When one member of a faction wins a title, in my opinion, it elevates the entire group. So let's say, one person in the group has won 12 titles, another person, there might be members of a group that haven't had as much influence as the others, but they have still been a part of that group, still contributed to the success of the group in some way or shape or form. So, yeah.
Fair enough. But you see the point of my question, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that is something we will take into consideration when the committee gets together here in a week or two after that scene has been out for a while and everybody's had their opinion made on such a thing. So that is the big news out of the Hall of Fame, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, they will be chosen and announced at Immortal 11, and then will be inducted at Radiversary in June or July. I think it's, yes, June. So, yeah. Either that or, no, late May. I'm sorry, late May. It'll be like the tail end of May. So, yes. All right. So, but let's look at some of the matchups we already have set for Immortal. We mentioned earlier Hobo Ezekiel defending the Powerball Championship against Nightcrawler. He was able to get by Nightcrawler and keep that title at Love Hurts. But as I mentioned, we're talking about the biggest show in RAWF history. Nightcrawler has a habit of stepping up to the plate when the lights are fully on. What are your thoughts on this Powerball Championship matchup?
I'll be honest with you. I think it's going to be a good fight. I like that we're getting to see this fight replayed, to, you know, rewind this and let them fight again. I think the fans will really enjoy that. But I got to tell you, I'll be honest, I don't think we're going to see a different outcome.
You don't think so? You think Hobo holds on to that title at Immortal over Nightcrawler?
I do. I think he's starting to get used to the fact that he has funds. I still think he doesn't know what to do with them, but...
I mean, that's true. I mean, he has definitely been the most entertaining Powerball champion we've had. There's no doubt about that. And I still get a kick out of the fact he bought a boxcar in Beverly Hills. And I think that's hilarious, personally. So we also got the big grudge match between the Paragon of Greatness and Aaron McFadden that'll go down. After everything that's happened between Paragon and the DOC, have Aaron turn on him. You know, he thought for the longest time that Aaron was the one member of the DOC he could trust, or at least trust not to get involved. But that all changed just a few weeks ago when Aaron McFadden led the charge, if you will, led the post-match attack after his match with the Razor at Love Hurts. So... You've seen what's been going on, El Vacant. What are your thoughts on POG versus Aaron McFadden at Immortal?
Oh, God, I think Aaron McFadden is going to get his head ripped off. He is out of his depth.
This is true. I have to agree. We definitely have seen a more aggressive Aaron McFadden over the last year than we saw before that. But at the same time, stepping up to Paragon on, we saw how well that worked out for Chris Cage. We saw how well that worked out for Claymore. We, you know, and the list goes on. You know, and no offense to Aaron McFadden, but he's no Claymore and he's no Chris Cage. So with that being said, I think he's in for a world of trouble at Immortal 11. But, you know, could be wrong. Anything is possible. Aaron has definitely been changed man over the last few weeks. So we shall see indeed.
Yeah, I really want to know what's going on in his head, because here's the thing. What I can't wrap my head around is Aaron, there was a point in time where Aaron was a walking joke around this company, and he's changed that, right? And everyone's like, oh, it's because of the DOC. It's because of the DOC. But I call bullshit. Because he changed that before the DOC stepped one foot in this company. He changed that because he turned his career around. And one of the prime reasons that happened was because of the support and help that he was given in the locker room by Paragon of Greatness. And now he turns around and does this to him. Like, I want to know what's going on in that man's head.
Well, maybe we'll hear from him and find out. Either tonight or possibly, you know, in the near future, we will find out. But that one is not going to be an easy one for Aaron McFadden facing Paragon on the greatest show of them all. The three stages of hell match between Soul Reaper and the man formerly known as Fire Chief Bill. He's now the Monster William Braxton, I think it is. Yes, the Monster. That's a severe change. I think FCB going through a metamorphosis at maybe just the right time, because he has got it. Not only has he got to take on Soul Reaper, the three stages of hell, at Immortal. He's got a Triple Crown Championship to defend, and we'll talk about that in a second. But your thoughts on Fire Chief, on Bill's change to William Braxton the Monster, and what that means for Soul Reaper at Immortal 11.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, he put out a big thing about how, you know, he's an orphan and he was treated badly. You know, that's fine. Being a big guy myself, like, I get it. You know, I grew up with, you know, a lot of the same things being said and the whispers and the looks. But I don't know, I'm a pretty nice guy. I didn't let it mess me up. I don't know why he let it mess him up. But all right, whatever. But I got to say, I don't know, maybe now is not the time for a crisis of conscience or whatever you want to call what's happening with this guy. Because you know, unless this change makes him more effective in the ring or better, pardon me, oh God, no, here we go. Better at fending off, I don't know, people coming for his titles. I just feel like it might be a distraction.
We find out at Immortal 11 if Soul Reaper can hold off the monster that is William Braxton. Multimedia Championship will be on the line. Davila defending against Lil Miss Sassy. Lil Miss Sassy getting her first opportunity in REWF Championship in her career, and it comes on the biggest show of them all. But does she have what it takes to unseat on a Hall of Famer like Davila for a title that Davila knows all too well?
Does she? Yes. Will she? That remains to be seen.
I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you. Sassy, Lil Miss Sassy, and it's been in REWF for quite a while. This is the first time that she's ever stepped up, got herself in the top 25, seeing, you know, her actual talent come shining through. But Davila is one of the rocks of RAWF. Davila is the one that is almost consistently in the top 25, or at least with a winning record.
What did you call her?
Davila.
No.
Rock. Not that rock.
I don't know what she's cooking.
No, not that rock. Good Lord. She's not the people's champ. I mean, maybe. I don't know. At any rate, Davila has been concrete as far as REWF goes over the year. You can always count on her being near the top. So I think Sassy's got her work cut out for her, and I would not, you know, I won't be surprised if Davila gives her a lesson in how to perform at Immortal, because Davila has done it on many occasions.
That is very true.
In fact, Davila may have been involved in just about every Immortal we've ever had. So, and she's one of the few that I think can say that. So, with that being said, now we turn to the Triple Crown Championship. The monster William Braxton defends his title against Uber Vegan TPO and the Immortal Griffith. Now, the money says the Immortal Griffith walks away as Triple Crown champion. No offense to TPO or, excuse me, Mr. Braxton. But this is, Griffith loves to perform his best on the biggest show of the year. And there's no, you know, he knows how to win that Triple Crown championship. It won't
be his
first.
And
yeah, he does seem motivated once again, and that's never a good thing for those who hold titles in RAWF.
I don't even mean like he's motivated to get a title. Like, I think he is directly motivated to take something away from William.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That he can't overlook the Pure One, because the Pure One is another consistent performer. They can surprise you. He has done it before. He can do it again. My money will be on the Immortal Griffith at Immortal. Let's see if the monster or the Pure One can prove me wrong. You agree or disagree?
I agree. I mean, look, you cannot overlook TPO. Right? He is an incredible in-ring performer. usually what holds him back in this company is his lack of, he's shy. I got no other way to say it. The guy's shy. He doesn't put in a lot of camera time, doesn't put in a lot of mic time behind the scenes, you know, and it's hurt him in the rankings. that being said, my understanding of history here is inside RAWF, I don't think William has ever beaten Griffith, and TPO's only done it a handful of times over a bunch of years. I don't like their chances.
I'm not disagreeing. The money is definitely on Griffith. It's his to lose at Immortal 11. And the one last match that we know of is for the FUBAR City Championship. Deez, the mayor of FUBAR City, defends against another person who has yet to win an RAWF championship but has come on as of late, that being Ken Costa. The prince, if you will, the witcher, whatever he's calling himself, has gotten himself into a position now where he has an opportunity to win the FUBAR City Championship, but can he do it from a legend like Deez? Your thoughts?
Again, this is another one where I say, can he? Yes. Will he? Remains to be seen. I like Deez in this match. I feel like this match lends itself to his, for lack of a better term, his strengths.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. While we have seen a lot out of Ken Costa over the last month or so, especially his big win at Love Hurt, I don't know if he's got the experience to unseat Deez of that FUBAR City Championship. We will find out at Immortal 11. So that's all we got to say. I can't really talk about any of the other the world title contendership still underway. Platinum Dragon contendership still underway. National contendership still underway. Midnight Hobo contendership all still underway. So we should know hopefully by next week the matchups for all those titles. But you know, already though, the card's looking good so far. We will continue to see as the weeks come along who will be facing all the other champions for their titles at Immortal 11. So I'm really getting psyched for Immortal 11. Are you, El Vacant, getting excited?
Always.
Yeah.
Immortal is the biggest show of the year. There's a reason for it. People pull out all the stops. Some of the biggest matches we will see all year are going to happen in just 4 weeks. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love being there. I love the energy of it. I love watching the people just scrape and fight to get there. It's amazing. It's the best time of year.
Agreed. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. Let's talk about Immortal 11.
Nobody remembers those who do not reach for the stars. History doesn't record the deeds of the weak or the timid. Achievements are not reached by those without hunger. Goals are unachievable by those who do not push themselves. But those that do reap rewards that are never forgotten. Their names are forever etched in the frame of time. And on this night, a night of champions aptly named Immortal. Many will rise, many will fall, but all will push themselves to the limit. Because here at Immortal 11 is where legends are formed. So take your best shot.
From tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, Immortal 10, take your best shot. And I'm getting chills just thinking about it, El Vacant. It's just a few weeks away now. This is the biggest time in RAWF history. Drink it in, as a certain former, well, not former, but as a certain person we all know used to say, drink it in, man. How you feeling about it, El Vacant?
I'm very excited.
So
I also like the song. It's a good song.
It is a good song. Absolutely a good song. All right. Well, El Vacant, guess what time it is?
10:53 Eastern.
That too, but it's also time for you to try something new. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's here.
Much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
I got it right here. Yeah, hey boss, how you doing? Hey, I got it right here. The Putin that you asked for. It's not Putin. It's Putin. Yeah,
no,
that's
Putin
what I meant. Well, it kind of looks Russian, I got to say. Look at that. What is that? That doesn't look very appetizing to me, boss. I don't know what you're thinking here. But I got some here. Who's getting it? Who ordered this stuff? I ordered it for El Vacant to give it a try. He's going to try it. Oh, okay. Well, here, take this. Take it away from me. I can't stand looking at it.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I see. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it does not look appetizing.
I had to go to frickin' Burger King to get this stuff. You know what I'm saying? You got it from Burger King? Yeah, you know. I picked up a Whopper while you was there, you know. Hold the lettuce, hold the mayo. Yeah. That's great, Randy.
I'm going to look at you and give me an opportunity. Do you really want my first attempt at poutine that's going to make me make my judgment on poutine as a whole? On poutine from Burger King.
Well, I mean...
Not you. But
I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know. You mean he's going to make you eat this stuff on air?
Apparently.
Man. And I thought my job was rough sometimes. No, stop, Randolph. The stuff is delicious. I mean, you haven't even tried it yet. Looks aren't everything. I mean... When you think about it, all food kind of looks ugly in its own little way.
I know.
I mean...
A really nice burrito with melted cheese on top of it, served perfectly with a side of rice. It's beautiful.
Look, Yeah, there's some forks. There's a fork in here, all right. Here you go.
All right, if this is what you want me to base my opinion on, fast food poutine, I guess I'll try it. I said I would.
All right.
Yeah, hold on. Let me try some more.
Okay. Hang on. Yeah, I can't even look at him.
He's very potatoey.
I mean, vegan,
Dad. Look, why is it squeaking?
Why is it what?
Squeaking. Why was it squeaking while I chew?
Because it's happy.
Yeah, it felt like the lumps of cheese were squeaky.
Well, the cheese curds, they kind of do that.
The cheese squeaks. You know, it's the mouse that's supposed to squeak, not the food the mouse eats.
Hey, and you're going to, that means all your food's going to squeak.
Oh,
because you said you're going to put cheese curds on your food.
I did. It's true. Oh, God. Squeaking burritos. That's hilarious. But, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about this. I'm just going to... I'm going to reserve judgment, but you just keep talking. I'll be over here.
Wait, what? Okay. I think he likes it, boss. I'm not sure. I wouldn't know if I'd feed my dog that stuff. No.
I mean, the gravy's not bad.
See? Yeah, that's what dogs think about gravy train, too. All right, anyways, yeah, tomorrow's Superstars, ladies and gentlemen, live here from Vancouver. We already know Tigers defended the Superstars title against Scythe. Some other matchups what we got for you tomorrow. We got Killer Neptune taking on Kane the Governor. We got AF James taking on Wildfire. The world champion Chris Cage in non-title action against Minifee. Hotshot Chaz takes on Miss Beauty Fatale. You got the Cougar versus Dark Warrior there. You got Undertaker versus Natalya Nitro. Blake Bradley versus Deez. That's going to be a good one right there. Another good matchup. These two, we know these two can battle. We've seen it in many pay-per-views over the last few months. DW and Kayla the Governess go at it with no titles on the line, but boy, they do know each other well. Let's see here. We got Ken Costa taking on the Crippler. We got Maeve O'Hara, Miss Gams herself, taking on Big F and Hitman. Got Money Sue taking on Redneck Avenger. No love lost in that matchup, I tell you right now. Ooh, the Immortal Griffith takes on Miss Fishnets herself, Eva. That'll be a good matchup right there. Anyways, we've got Agent of Hate taking on Mad Cow. You got Paragon of Greatness taking on Spectacular. I like that name, Spectacular. Sassy Applebee's versus Ice Cold Aaron McFadden. You got the monster William Braxton taking on Uber Vegan TPO in a warm-up, in a preview of Immortal 11 in that Triple Crown title match. And then Simply the Best taking on the Extreme Enigma. A lot of good matchups there tomorrow, boss. I'm looking forward to it. Yep, there could be some interesting matchups in there, sure, especially that William Braxton versus TPO match. As you said, it's a prelude to Immortal 11, only this one will be non-title and will be one-on-one, not a triple threat. So, all right. So, thank you, Randolph. Yeah, no problem, boss. Hey, I'll break it. You almost done eating that. You eating almost that whole thing.
Well, it's good, all right.
I told you so.
All right, let me wash that down. All right. I think it would be a little bit better, you know, maybe with a little bit of fresher, better fried potato, better french fry. I think it suffered probably a little from the travel. The gravy could have been a little warmer. But taking that into account, maybe I got to go try this for real.
There's a lot of great there's places that are specific to poutine up here in Canada, so you could certainly go somewhere.
Let me just say, they have a restaurant that just serves this.
Well, similar, yeah, I'm sure they do. It's a huge thing up here in Canada is poutine. So yes, if I was you, since we're going to be in Canada all up for the next couple weeks up until Immortal, you're gonna have plenty of chances to find out. Certainly.
That's
it. All right. Well, goodness.
I tell you, if I took this, added some good Mexican seasoning, maybe threw some fajita beef on top, that'd be pretty amazing.
All right. God. Now
fajita
I'm hungry.
I kind of like it. I think I can make that work.
Hey, Randy. Randolph. Yeah, boss. What's up? I think we need more poutine, because now I'm hungry. I didn't think he was going to eat it all. I figured I'd get the leftovers here, but he ate it all. You want me to go get more? Yeah, go get some more. Go get like two or three more. All right, boss, you got the credit card? Yeah, I suppose. I swear I hand out these credit cards like they're freaking playing cards. All right, boss, I'll be back in a bit. All right. All right. Well, where to start tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Let's start with the reigning Anything Goes champion, one with the most annoying theme song in RAWF, but yet we're going to play it anyways. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Please welcome the member of the DOC Extreme Enigma joining us. Good evening, Enigma.
Hey, LA. Hey, Vacants.
I'm replacing this with a Beyonce song.
I will literally flash your tires.
It's fine. It'll still be Beyonce. In fact, actually, no. If you flash my tires, it'll go from Beyonce to I don't know, to Christina Aguilera.
Okay, Christina I can deal with. She actually has talent, but still, tires flashed.
Just saying. Better than my eardrums being pierced. My God.
Well, Enigma, despite despite Paragon beating himself at Love Hurts, you are still the Anything Goes champion.
Can we rephrase that?
Well, I mean, anyways, Enigma successfully defended the Anything Goes championship at Love Hurts, and so a little something to gain on your journey to Immortal, Enigma. But were you satisfied with that victory?
Satisfaction, you know, it's kind of a fleeting thing. Even if you do get it out here in RIWF, there's somebody sure to spoil it right away. It was kind of the opposite way here. You know, I got spoiled with him beating me, but satisfaction came afterwards. So, you know, I'm 50-50. I got my title. By all stretch of the means, I'm a two-time Anything Goes champ by way of achievements and such and that. So I'll take the knock-up on the account of getting a splash to death in the corner.
All right. Well, fair enough. Fair enough. So with all that being said, was it, you know, how do I put it? What are your plans for Immortal?
Honestly, I didn't even know up until a couple weeks ago when a certain face-painted fucker decided to try and make a name for himself, a little bit like how I did almost a year ago. Don't know if you guys noticed watching it or catching on replays, there's Ken Costa's making a whole lot of waves, and it turns out I'm at the receiving end of one of those waves right now.
Oh, that's true. Ken Costa and you have been beefing back and forth. I forget. It was one of the things. So, what is it with Ken Costa? Do you two have a history that I don't know about, or is it just he's decided to target you for whatever reason?
You know, there's actually a lot of history with Ken Costa. I was doing my rounds, you know, in one of my many GM jobs, and I was thinking to myself, now I got to get more involved with the show. I want to bring back an old faction. So I brought back my Dead Wrestling Society over in a company called State Wrestling Federation. I looked around and I saw Ken Costa. He just got betrayed by, I don't know if you heard of this guy, Dead Can Dance. And I noticed, you know, he needs a friend. He needs a buddy. I'm a bit of a bastard, but I can be pretty forgiving and welcoming to an outcast like him. I extended the hand. He decided to turn on me in short order, regardless. And now he's bringing that here into RAWF.
So this goes outside RAWF. That's how bad this that's how big this is, huh? All right. So are you two going to go one-on-one at Immortal then? Is that what this is leading up to, or is there something more, do you want to handle this before Immortal and focus on defending the Anything Goes championship?
Oh, I want to drag this out all the way to Immortal. I'll do double duty, Anything Goes, and beating up another long-haired freak like Ken Costa, an Enigma wannabe, God forbid a Chris Cage wannabe. This guy has my coattails since FWF. Now it's coming over here into the big leagues. And he's just a little indie darling who thinks he can rise up to my status.
Huh. Interesting. I mean, to be fair, until just recently, I didn't really know much about Ken Costa because he'd been so quiet here in RAWF. Hadn't really been making any waves. Hadn't really been making any new headlines. Until he got into it with Soul Reaper, and then got himself in the top 25, and got himself, he now has an opportunity to be the next FUBAR City champion. So, in retrospective, you're right. Until just a couple months ago, he was another indie darling, but he is starting to make himself known to me and RAWF over the prospects, kind of like you did when you first came in. So, you know more about him than I do, so I have to take your word for it that he's just talk to me about what you want to do about Ken Costa.
Simply put, I want to put him in his place. I got put in my place pretty early on in my RAWF career. We got a certain immortal out there in the green room. He can testify to the fact that I got beaten down as soon as I started mouthing off just a little too much before I had my feet properly set down. And now we have Ken Costa mirroring me, almost copying me, in the sense that he sees I'm not quite the biggest guy in the yard, but for the sake of my ego for a couple seconds here, he's looking at me. He thinks he can get somewhere by taking me out and bringing me down. Well, you know, Ken, I don't know if they got a radio over there in whatever dingy hellhole that you're sitting in right now, all alone. I'll happily take you on. I'll happily put you in your place. Just because you had some success over me over in FWF, I'll admit it, he took my world title over there. Ups to him for that. But here's where the downs come into play. This is a whole different company, Ken. I'm essentially a whole different person here. FWF is a bit of a fuck-around time. Here in REWF, I'm tired of being overlooked, which I've said time and time again. But honestly, to look at all my faults and to look at all the times I've failed, I got a chance to easily dominate a little pissins. I got a chance to show Ken a little bit of what the big leagues are. I'm no Griffith, but I feel like I'm in his position right now because it's a chance to put somebody down because they're talking a little too loud.
Okay. Well, when Ken got, when I see that it's official, that both of you agreed to a match at Immortal 11, we'll make it official, put it down in writing, and it sounds like it's going to be one hell of a grudge match between you two at Immortal 11. I keep saying Immortal 10. I know I do. But it's Immortal 11. Anyways, I want to talk to you about something else real quick. Forget about the DOC and everything that's going on with them in Paragon. I think right now that's not for you. That's for other people to talk about, namely Paragon and Aaron McFadden here in a little bit. But let's talk about were you in last year's Xanther?
Participate, but I'll be, I'm never going to get anywhere if I don't acknowledge my faults. I'm pretty sure I got knocked out round one.
I'm just curious last year was your first year in participating. How much are you looking forward to this year's Xanther Memorial Tournament?
I've got high hopes for it. I'm obviously not in the GM loop, but as somebody who has the experience outside of the company, I can look in and see this is a great opportunity for the people in GM positions to look out into the company and think, who's really, if you can rise to a high profile tournament like the Xanther Memorial, you got to think that raises your stock. So I'm thinking, hey, maybe that means my DOC brothers and sisters can get some noticement. Maybe that means I can get some notice here. It's opportunity waiting to happen, not to mention a fucking massive paycheck. Y'all short me on my paychecks. I see those pay stubs. Where's my money?
Wait. You're saying I'm shorting you? What? Or are you talking about somebody else?
I'm talking about you, L.A. I'm always out here trying to listen, I foot the bills for the DOC hotel rooms. That's one thing. But when I check the checks, when I put them up against everybody, I'm getting paid less.
There's reasons.
I don't pay you more than Sophia, do I? Ain't no way.
That's the thing. Me and Sophia get paid the same. Come on, I'm better than her, Sophia. I'm kidding, Sophia.
I mean, to be fair, you really want to do this? You really want me to give you the rundown on this?
I want the beats. How come your Anything Goes champ is getting paid hot dog money?
You are still working on your first contract. I'm just saying, it's like you're still on your rookie contract. We can renegotiate, though. It is about not too long before it's up. So,
all right, I'll start negotiations. Half a hot dog and a wet pack of mustard.
Throw in a 16-pack of Remnant beer and you're on to something.
Let's see. All right. Damn. Going right for the gold here.
Damn, El Vacant. Maybe I need to get you into more negotiations. All right. But anyways, Enigma, tomorrow taking on Simply the Best, statistically, there's been nobody better as far as rankings matches over the last 2 years here in RAWF. He's hard to beat on Superstars. And, You know, you said you called him a jobber earlier, an overrated jobber, if I recall correctly. Are you sticking to that?
Oh, 100%. I've said it so many times, I'm sure Al Vaken over here is rolling his eyes behind his mask. I hate the people who are famous and in the news just because they've been famous before. I'll give Simply the Best one thing. He had a title belt before I took it from him. He's constantly in world title matches and contender matches that he loses because he's overrated.
Ouch.
He's just like Paragon.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Damn.
That was so brave, yet so true.
I mean, God, that's some tough talk, Enigma. See if you can back it up tomorrow in Vancouver and you go on one-on-one with STB, a man who could very well be the next Platinum Dragon champion once again. So we will see. It should be
you know,
a very...
You probably heard that, just so you know.
All right. Enigma, thank you for your time. Any final thoughts before I move on?
And just the obligatory, Chris, go fuck yourself. All right, have a good night, everybody.
Good night, Enigma. That was the extreme Enigma, the Insane Jones champion.
True and lasting. I love to see it.
All right. So, before we move on... We have breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. We have a winner of the McCoy qualifying tournament, and it is Chris Cage. Chris Cage defeating Maddie in the finals of the McCoy qualifying tournament. That means Conk will take on Chris Cage next week on Superstars. Not this week, but next week on Superstars. The winner of that match will go on to face Taker for the Hatfield-McCoy Championship at Immortal 11. So next week, Conk versus Cage for a shot at the Hatfield and McCoy Championship at Immortal 11. Your thoughts, Al Vaken, now that we know the matchup for sure?
I actually am really interested in seeing Conk versus Chris. I think that'll be a really interesting match. You know, you got our current world champion against the guy who's been, you know, to anyone who will listen is saying he is the next big thing. He's the next star. I mean, the guy calls himself a wrestling messiah. Like, this is a chance for Conk to prove a point. I mean, that match won't get him a belt, right? It just gets him a shot at a belt. But it lets him prove a point. If he can beat the RAWF world champion next week, that sends a message.
Indeed. It definitely does. Should be a good matchup, but that will happen not next week, not tomorrow. I'm going to delay it till next week so that we can have, so that they have about a week to prepare and maybe even jaw back and forth about it. We will find out which one of them will go on to face Taker for that Hatfield and McCoy Championship. All right, so we talked about him earlier in the program. He led the charge, if you will, on attack on Paragon of Greatness after their match at Love Hurts. Until that time, Paragon had kind of trusted him, thought he was going to be the one member of the DOC he didn't have to worry about. We found out that was incorrect. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, CEO.
gentlemen, please welcome ice cold Aaron McFadden to the program. Aaron, good evening.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. Good evening, El Vacant.
Oh, hi. I've been waiting to talk to you.
Oh, really?
And talk we shall.
Like I said earlier, I want to know what's going on in this guy's head.
Well, then I'll let you conduct the interview if you'd like. Feel free.
Sure, why not? All right. So I'm going to start. I'm going to repeat kind of what I said earlier because I don't know if you're right. Look, I do not understand what the hell is going on with the DOC, with you, and Paragon. Because, you know, I've heard some people say, yourself included, that, you know, the rise of the DOC is kind of why, you know, you and some others have really started to shine. And I call bullshit. Because there was a time where you couldn't show your face at a match without being mocked. And you kept pushing through it, and a lot of people supported you. But nobody supported you and helped you more than that man out there, that giant purple tide that raises all ships, did everything in his power to help you become who you are today. And you turned on him and sicked this pack of dogs on him. Why? Why?
You want to, okay, you're asking why.
I am, twice even.
Okay, let's go back to before the DOC was formed. I hit a plateau. Even with Paragon's influence, I hit a plateau. I joined the DOC. I won the Triple Crown title. That was the moment I didn't smash through the glass ceiling. I took my bat and smashed through it to the next, and I got to the next level. There's only so much a person can do for you and then you find people that are hungry and want to push even further. And that's what we did. Look at all the titles the DOC has won since we formed.
And how many have they lost? I mean, my point here is this. Like, look, I don't even have a problem with what you just said there. You know, hey, you acknowledge he helped you get to a certain point, and now the DOC is helping you get even further. Fine, that may be true. But that doesn't explain why you sicked this group of people on the one man who has always supported you. Like, you could have targeted anyone, and you targeted him. There's something there. What is it? I mean,
you,
do you resent the fact
I'm not
that people
say
he got you where you are?
There's a point that is going to come along that when this story is ended, I'll finally have the answers you want. But not just yet. We're going to let the story play out, okay, El Vacant?
You know, I knew I wasn't going to get a straight answer, but I had to ask the straight question, right?
And you know, it's a fair question. But he's not ready to give up the answers. I suppose that's a little bit of a mind game he's playing with Paragon and the rest of us. And, you know, maybe that's not the worst thing in the world for him not to show his cards until Immortal 11. And so with that being said, Aaron, do you have anything to say to Paragon since you know he's listening?
There's some talk about in the background about a match in the near future that could determine what's going to happen down in Immortal. So how about this for next week? I choose four of the DOC, and he can pick any four to step up and face those four And that 4-4 matchup will happen next week on Superstars. Book that. Let's up the stakes. The winning team, let's say we're playing the coaches. The winning coach gets to decide the stipulation for the Paragon versus McFadden match at Immortal.
Well, we have Paragon here standing by. Paragon, are you there?
I mean, talk about Aaron McFadden after all of this time, you know, taking all of my goodwill and then capitalizing on it and then going into business for himself to try to get himself over. I mean, God, the guy hears an idea I'm pitching. He tries to take some credit for it. Ain't that about a bitch? Listen, Aaron, it was made official before this show that we're going one-on-one at Immortal. I'm going to make something else official right now. You can kiss my big purple ass cheek. Hell, you can kiss both of them. You know what? Here's the idea for you, LA. I'll tell you what I had in mind, and Aaron, so kind. I mean, such a generous person to get this marketing out there for this idea. You know, Aaron wanted to talk about his DOC family and how they've gotten him to a new level, that he'd plateaued before the DOC, and that they are responsible, that his new family is responsible for getting him to these heights of success. And a couple of weeks ago when Aaron challenged me and I told him that he hadn't earned the right to face Paragon of Greatness at Immortal, I made an impassioned plea. I talked about my family. And I'm not talking about the Opaque Brotherhood. I'm talking about RAWF. Because every single person back there, friend or foe, I have always considered family. I've considered this company my family. So he wants to take his family and he wants to make a point against me. I think that a lot of people have been saying for a long time that why hasn't Paragon of Greatness been asking for help? Why hasn't Paragon of Greatness reached out to other people? And the simple answer was I didn't want to put other people in the line of fire. But you know what? The DOC, they have earned what's coming to them because it's no longer about DOC and Paragon of Greatness. The DOC have earned a beatdown from RAWF as a whole. So you're right. This is the idea. We're official. We're on for Immortal. Aaron, congratulations. You've got yourself the biggest match of your career. But the stipulation is up in the air, and that's my proposition. I believe you can pick four members of your family to represent each other, or represent you, and I will pick four members of my family, and we can see what happens in 1 week's time, after we've given enough time and thought to assemble a team that can go up against each other in war games. The winner of that match, the coaching, as you called it, the coach, as I call it, the family member who selected the people that they trusted the most and succeeded, will get to pick that stipulation.
All right, so I'm guessing that was a yes to the challenge, yes to whatever this is going to happen. A team of four chosen by Aaron McFadden will go against a team of four chosen by the Paragon of Greatness next week in a War Games match, and the winning team, the coach of that team, determines the stipulation at Immortal 11 between Paragon of Greatness and Aaron McFadden. Have I gotten it right now? Have I gotten it clear?
You know, it's kind of hard to say who accepts and who would decline a match, given how good old Ice Cold rode on the back of Paragon of Greatness again to try to claim an idea for himself. But I'll tell you what, I'm sure as hell on board. What about you, Aaron?
I wouldn't calling. I've just heard rumors, and it just came to the same idea. Some similar minds think alike, don't we? But yes, I'm on board. You're on board. I'm looking you. I'm going to look you straight in the eyes and say, let's do this.
All right. It is official. Next week on Superstars, 4-on-4 matchup war games. Four members of the DOC chosen by Aaron McFadden against four people chosen by the Paragon of Greatness to determine what the stipulations between these two are at Immortal 11. Yikes. That's going to be interesting to say the least. Good luck to and you guys have until next week at this time to choose your teams and make them official next Saturday night right here on After Hours. All right?
That sounds
agreed?
Good.
Agreed, gentlemen? Agreed? We good?
Absolutely.
Ice cold, crystal clear.
All right. There you go. Woo! Thank you, Paragon. Thank you, Aaron. Good luck. We will find out next week. It's going to be interesting, El Vacant, to say the least.
Yeah, it is. And all of us to see who gets to pick the stipulation, huh?
And they both got to – I mean, Aaron probably doesn't have to pick wisely, per se. I mean, the DOC, I'm sure every member of them are willing to go in there. Paragon, I mean, I'm interested to see who will stand up and fight for him as well. And that should be a good match next week. Going to be a good card with the Hatfield-McCoy qualifier and the War Games and the Superstars title. All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I now bring on a man who is going for the trip to try to win his third Triple Crown Championship at Immortal 11, but a little extra incentive for him, considering the war of words between him and the former Fire Chief Bill, now Monster. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
I am Immortal.
Please welcome the immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Good evening, sir.
Goodness. Very good mood out of you tonight, Griffith. You seem pretty happy. Huge victory over
Why would I not be happy? I told you last Saturday that I was going to have the time of my life with the match you gave me. And oh boy, did I. And it set me up to have an even better time at Immortal.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. You certainly wouldn't be quite the immortal without the immortal one in a title match of some sort. And certainly,
how can you hold my pay-per-view without me having a title match? Come on.
As I said, it wouldn't be immortal without the immortal Griffith in a title match at Immortal 11. So I'm glad that you won the contender match and will be vying for the Triple Crown. But let's talk about, first of all, the Triple Crown Championship, a belt you already know very well. You are a two-time Triple Crown Champion winner.
Correct.
But this one seems to might be a little incentive for you, considering the war of words you and the man formerly known as Fire Chief Bill have had over
yeah,
the last
yeah, what is he calling himself now?
The Monster William Braxton.
The Monster. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Maybe Bill needs to do his research. Maybe Bill needs to stop a minute and understand who he's about to face. Because, you've been around here a long time, L.A. You've heard me talk about a lot of things. You know quite a bit about my past. What was it I used to do? What have I done for eons?
When?
Well, that's true. But no, very specifically, I hunt monsters. My job is to remove them. And you want to claim you are one? That's almost as dumb as calling yourself a god in front of me. William. Oh, William. Come immortal, I am going to take your giant gangly ass and I'm going to show you the thing that all the women have been telling you all your life. Size doesn't really matter because I'm going to take that title from you and I'm going to enjoy doing it. And when this boot comes around full circle and hits you in the side of that giant melon you call a head, and the next thing you know, you're waking up in the back, not sure exactly what happened, I want you to stop and think and remember this moment right here, because I'm going to tell you what happened. You got knocked the fuck out by a memento mori, bitch, because I am coming for you. I am coming for that title. And it is going to be my pleasure to make you eat every disrespectful thing you have said over the last month to me and my partner. I don't care if you think you're the big bad monster. I don't care if you're in DOC. Shit, I don't care if you bring the entire DOC to the ring. I'll kick all the fucking asses to take that belt from you. You made a mistake, boy. You pissed off the sleeping giant. And that's right. I know I'm talking to the 7 foot whatever the fuck's height you are guy calling myself the giant. I'm not talking about height. I'm talking about presence. I'm going to enjoy the shit out of this. And you know what? I'm going to add to this right now. You know what? Just last week, I thanked you for the match. I told you I was going to have a great time. And then I had an absolute amazing time. I walked into that match. And I beat the living hell out of Aaron McFadden. And I kind of feel like maybe, just maybe, he didn't learn any lesson from that. And I feel like lessons still need to be taught. So, Paragon, I see you out there. And I heard what we just said. Consider me your first fucking volunteer.
Oh, damn. All right, so you're putting your name in the hat to be on POG's team for the War Games next week. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Wow. Because you know, I would say it's almost a guarantee Aaron McFadden chooses him as one of the four. Now, I could be wrong, because there are more than and he does have more than four options. So it is possible that he decides it could be Conk, Razor, Natalya Nitro. Maybe the monster isn't in there. Does that make a difference to you?
Not even a little. I'm not in here to get an extra match with Bill. I'm in here because I don't care. I've been very vocal about my opinions about the DOC and what they've been doing and how they've been behaving. And yeah. I've been very clear about that. I don't really need to rehash it. This is about that. You know, if he chooses to put Bill in that match, I will happily cut him down and give everyone a preview of what I'm going to do to him at Immortal. But if he doesn't, if Bill's smart and he tries to save himself and he just stays in the shadows and let other members of DOC face my wrath, frankly, that would be smart. Which means, of course, he won't do it because he's 7'9" of idiocy. So, of course, he's going to scream and rage about he's a monster and he's going to destroy me. And, you know, he's going to demand to be in the match to face me. You know, It doesn't.
All right.
In that ring.
All right. Well, speaking of the journey to Immortal and possible preview, you've got he is taking on Uber V and TPO one-on-one tomorrow. Of course, no title on the line, but it's a regular ranking thing. Will you still be keeping an eye on that match just in case?
I always pay attention to the matches with people that I'm probably facing soon.
So that one is going to have particular interest. You're also taking on Eva tomorrow. Any thoughts on going one-on-one with, as Randolph likes to call her, Miss Fishnets?
Well, it certainly will be not the first time I've had to face off with Miss Fishnets, and it's never really gone well for her in the past, and I wouldn't hold your breath for it to go well for her tomorrow.
All right. Well, Griffith, thank you for your time. Good luck tomorrow and at Immortal 11. Real quick, the Xanther Memorial coming up. Looking forward to it as well.
You know, interesting. I really enjoy the Xanther tournament, and I've always done relatively well in it, but I've never actually managed to win it. And it sort of sticks in my craw. That's true. I think maybe I'm going to give it a real go this year. I think I'm going to really actually try to see what I can do in that tournament. I mean, it is a rough, grueling tournament, though. You have to admit, like, it's one bad match, and the whole thing comes crumbling down. You have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So,
I mean,
yeah, I always look forward to it. I always love to support it, I did get a really amazing piece of art out of it. So win or lose, I've already won because maybe one of the best promo pieces I've ever gotten. So I'll debut it to my fans. Don't worry about it. You'll see it soon.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Griffith, and good luck to you at Immortal 11. We shall see. Are you indeed going to be a 3-time Triple Crown champion? We find out in just 4 weeks. Thank you, Griffith.
One of your favorite ringmen, indeed.
Yeah, very true. All right. So, El Vacant, very confident as always, Immortal Griffith, looking forward to Immortal 11. Can't blame him. So, let's bring back the lovely Maeve if we can. Maeve, are you there?
Or do I? Of course I am. What's up?
What's up?
Why again?
So, taking on Big F and Hitman tomorrow, apparently, according to Randolph. How do you? Any thoughts on facing Big F and?
I mean, I try not to think about it too much. We don't exactly get on, but it should be an interesting match, if nothing else.
All right, fair enough. Again, I want to thank you for all the help you've have helping me organize the Xanther. But I want to ask you about how you feel about the Xanther. And it's just, you know, we've only had one RAWF Hall of Famer ever win the Xanther Memorial, and that's STB. And, of course, you know, I'd like to see that number go up, but talk to me about how you like competing in the Xanther. It could probably be your fifth or sixth Xanther at least coming up, huh?
I don't think it's been that many. Maybe fifth. I'd have to go back. But I mean, as my esteemed partner said, it's a lot. It's always a good time. It's the biggest tournament in our business for a reason. It's for a great cause, but it's a lot. Especially just because it's so popular and so many people sign up for it. You're like, oh, I'm in like round six. That's great, right? And you're like, I'm still two away from the semifinals. How did this happen? But it's always a good time, and I would also love to see a Hall of Famer win the tournament. I'd specifically like to see a Godslayer win it, not to put too fine a point on it. But I always look forward to it, and I'm very glad that I've been able to be of help behind the scenes this year. To quote one of my favorite people in the ring, I'm here to help.
Well, and I want to ask you, because I said the Hall of Fame suggestion scene should be going up tomorrow. I thought I'd allow you to be the first one to weigh your opinion. If you got any names or even names of factions on the tip of your tongue that you might suggest as potential Hall of Fame members this year.
I saw my tag partner putting out the factional one there, so I've already been beat to that. And I do have a faction on the tip of my tongue, but I feel like I'd be stealing someone else's thunder if I made that suggestion. So what I will say is that I don't envy the Hall of Fame committee, because you ought to have a lot of considerations to make. You got to consider, what are people's suggestions? You got to consider, you know, did this person have a lasting impact? And then something that I feel like don't get discussed very often, but is always kind of at the back of my mind, did this person have a positive impact on the company? And I think that that is often something that folks don't consider, and they just say, oh, well, I remember, I always heard this person's name, and they were always doing something, and they were always talking and winning matches and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, the Hall of Fame should reflect the best that RAWF has to offer. And I would just like everyone to keep that in mind as they're making their suggestions, and I'm sure that the committee is going to be keeping that well in mind as well.
And, of course, this coming from the newest member of the W Hall of Fame, who just inducted a few couple weeks ago into that. And once again, congratulations. But I can't disagree with anything you just said. So, folks, tomorrow that scene should be going up. So you have plenty of time to consider it. The official announcements won't be made until Immortal 11 itself. So, but Maeve, did you have anything else to add, or anything you'd like to talk about, or any knees you want to sit on? Anything you wanted to do here, real quick?
I mean, we're waiting to be asked, but I think he's trying to lick the last of the gravy out of that container.
That reminds me. What I wonder where Randy got off to. He's supposed to be back here soon with our.
You gave him a car. He's gone, man. He's in another country now.
No, he better not be.
Giving him your credit card weren't the smartest thing you've ever done, boss man.
Oh, please. I've given my credit card out the worst. I mean, for God's sake.
I was going to say, it's not the worst thing he's ever done. He used to give it to Judgment all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know. I was the one who was supposed to get Judgment's old card, and I still am not entirely sure it's safe to touch.
At any rate, while we
continue
to... I've
just been making expense reports and forwarding them to boss man.
While we continue to wait for Randolph, might as well have a Razor join us again. Razor, you still with us there? Razor.
Oh, come
Razor.
On in, Razor. I'm not going to hurt you.
Razor.
Yes, sir.
There he is.
So, I hear through the grapevine here that maybe that you may not want to be on Aaron McFadden's team. Come next week's War Games?
You know, I did what I did to get Aaron set up on the platform against POG. And, you know, it's just not working out the way I thought it would. And
it's like what everyone with half a brain were telling you this whole time were true, Razor.
Well, I can't argue with you there, Maeve.
Yeah, while you're here, though, laddie, would you like to touch the after-hours belt for old time's sake?
Wow.
You know, all I got to say about that is, you know, I was off recuperating from my fight with POG. And
All I've got to say is that I won the belt back from you, and I didn't even have to beat you to do it.
Hey, I didn't lose anything.
Oh,
it was given to you, but I'll gladly take it back from you.
Oh, I bet you would. We'll have to see what the championship committee thinks about that, won't we?
Oh.
It would be interesting to see what the committee would say.
All right.
If the committee in their infinite wisdom chooses you, then I'll be happy to see you the week after, Immortal.
Actually, I want to make something clear. We will not be here that weekend. We will not be on air nor have anything going on that weekend because that's WrestleMania weekend, and well, I am no way competing with WrestleMania.
Then I'll see you 2 weeks after Immortal.
I'm just saying. I don't know that I've ever done a show on the same night as WrestleMania. It's possible I have, but I don't think so. Oh. But at any rate, yes, there will be no show or superstars that weekend. I plan on going to Ohio to FUBAR City for the eclipse on the Monday afterwards. So I got a very full weekend. So, yes, that is definitely going to be an off week.
Are you going to see the eclipse too?
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Doing a road trip for it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
You got the glasses. You're not going to just stare up at it like certain folks that I've seen do in the past.
Oh no! I'm gonna get the glasses. I'm sure I can get a nice pair of them somewhere, probably off of Amazon somewhere. So all right, that'll work. Anyways, yes. So folks, you don't have to worry about feeling bad about missing RAWF After Hours the night of WrestleMania. You can go watch it guilt free. I know most of you would choose this show over WrestleMania, but I just don't want to make you make the choice.
Well, we don't want to hurt their ratings like that.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt WWE's ratings that night. So, and anywho, shoot. So, folks, it is just 29 days away. Immortal 11 live from Reliance Stadium in Houston, Texas, and it sounded like a lot of people liked hearing that intro. Should I play it again for our outro, El Vacant? What do you think? All right. I think we shall. So, folks, unless Maeve or Razor or El Vacant, if any of you have anything else you want to add before we sign off for the evening? I'm sure Randy will be here any minute. We can have some poutine after the show. You like poutine, Razor? You ever tried poutine?
I can't say I have, but I got to say, if El Bankett thinks it's good, then I guess I'd give it a shot.
Well, there you go. What about you, Maeve?
I actually adore it, and I can't have any, and I wish you'd stop talking about it.
Uh-oh, you better leave then, because I see Randy pulling up and
I'm headed out to the green room now, but I'll remind everyone before I go that you got about 12 to 16 hours to make those last minute Xanther donation tournament things.
All right. Thank you, Maeve. Yes, you have just about 12 to 16 hours to donate to the Xanther the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. And fingers crossed, I should have that sucker up and ready for signups. Sometime tomorrow night, if not Monday, by Monday at the latest. All right, for El Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. This has been RAWF After Hours. Let's hear that Immortal 11 intro one more time.
Nobody remembers those who do not reach for the stars. History doesn't record the deeds of the weak or the timid. Achievements are not reached by those without hunger. Goals are unachievable by those who do not push themselves. But those that do reap rewards that are never forgotten. Their names are forever etched in the frame of time. And on this night, a night of champions aptly named Immortal. Many will rise, many will fall. But all will push themselves to the limit. Because here at Abordo 11 is where legends are forged. So take your best shot.
Get ready to run. Nothing you can do. See me pushing through. Oh.